Hey there, if you are ready to build your service-based business from scratch and ditch your 9-to-5, then I want you to head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap and download my free Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit. Again, you can head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap to download my Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit to get started on building your service-based business and ditching your 9-to-5. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Four Sigmatic. Four Sigmatic is a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks that benefit our immunity, energy, and longevity and help us live healthier, more enhanced lives. I've tried Four Sigmatic out in the past and really enjoyed the product. So when they reached out to partner with the podcast, I was absolutely excited to bring this to you guys. Two of my absolute favorites are the Four Sigmatic Mushroom Coffee and the Hot Cacao, which might be cocoa, but I always say cacao, with reishi. And one of the great things that I love about the mushroom coffee, which by the way does not taste like mushrooms at all, is that if you're sensitive to caffeine, I found that this does not give that intense rush of caffeine throughout my body, but more so a steady alertness throughout the day. And the hot cacao with reishi has been absolutely amazing. Because when it comes to winding down at night and turning my brain off, I've made it part of my routine, which has allowed me to relax and get ready for a good night's sleep. Four Sigmatic is giving you guys a chance to try any of their products and receive 15% off your first order. All you have to do is head to www.foursigmatic, that's foursigmatic.com/herway15 and use Herway 15 at checkout. Again, it's www.foursigmatic.com/Herway15 and use code Herway 15 at checkout. Hello, She Did It Her Way listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, I'm hanging out with Jen Hansard, who is the founder of Simple Green Smoothies. And I first heard about Simple Green Smoothies on Pat Flynn's podcast episode years ago. And so having the opportunity to sit down with Jen is just so exciting. I can't be more grateful for you being on the show and just having such a good conversation about how you built it and what the journey's been like. And I'm just going to stop talking and let you introduce yourself in your words.
Well, thank you for inviting me on. I'm so excited to do this with you.
Yeah. Okay. I just took a sip of my tea. I love afternoon tea. It's just kind of like a little treat when you don't need any more caffeine, right? Tell us, okay, Simple Green Smoothie. So where are you at? What is it in your own words? And then let's rewind the tape, because like I had shared with you before we press record, a lot of my audience is women who are in corporate jobs that want to start a business, they're side hustling, or they're just started running their business full time. So I want to take us back to the early days of when you started Simple Green Smoothies.
Yeah. So Simple Green Smoothies is a wellness brand that targets women to help them lose weight and gain energy naturally. And we do this by embracing just one simple daily habit, which is a green smoothie. And for me, when I started the company with my friend Jada, I was at a place in my own life where we were without health insurance. We had we were collecting unemployment. We were also qualifying for grocery money from the government in a program called WIC. Mm. And my kids were 1.5 and 3 years old back then. And we were just in this really hard situation. And I did not know how I was going to stay healthy when we couldn't even afford to eat healthy foods. So I just knew that if we did get sick and ended up in the hospital or ER, that bill was going to crush us because there was no health insurance. And it felt like all the safety nets that I used to have were gone. And so I decided to, instead of like wait for that moment and be reactive to when we did get sick, I was like, you know what? Like, what if we just don't even get sick? Like, what if we kind of break the norm of all the preschool age kids who they say it's normal to come down with ear infections and constant colds and all of that? Like, what if we just are invincible to it? And so I started looking into how to boost your immune system naturally and did a lot of Googling, a lot of research. And the one thing that kept coming up that kind of like piqued my interest was a thing called green smoothies. And this was in 2011 and they were not a thing. And at that point, like spinach was still nasty and kale was like, kale, no. So for me to like be okay with like going to the store and buying these ingredients was not an easy thing to say yes to. But what's crazy was my friend Jada at that time, she lived across the country from me and she had just started blending these green smoothies as a way to lose weight. And so it's sometimes I feel like in life we hear something twice or three times and the first you or the second time you think it's a coincidence, but eventually you're like, you know what, maybe this is the universe trying to tell me something. Maybe it's God like telling me this is the direction to go. And so we listened to that and I was like, you know what, I really don't like spinach. I throw it out every time I try to buy it and pretend I'm going to cook healthy, but maybe this time is different. And so we went to the store, we bought the smoothie ingredients, we got home. I had my kids help me shop and blend that very first smoothie. So they're in the kitchen putting the blueberries in, the strawberries, and I'm trying to make it feel like a happy, exciting thing, even though like I'm freaking out because there's like this huge handful of spinach going in it. And I'm like, there's no way this is going to be good. But we blended it up and together we had that first sip and it was so good. And I couldn't believe it. And my kids just chugged it down in their sippy cup. And that was the moment where I was like, there is another way. Like we can figure this out. We can drink our vitamins. We can eat healthy foods that don't cost that much money. And we can not get sick and really kind of stabilize our family through this. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it started for us. And one of the great benefits of doing the smoothies was we didn't get sick. And what's even crazier is it's been, let's see, that was 2011. We're in 2019. So 8 years now, my family hasn't been on antibiotics or any cold medicine at all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like we've learned to fight everything naturally with just eating well, resting, drinking water, and taking care of our bodies. And we've been able to fight off everything that comes our way.
That's amazing. And I love how, you know, oftentimes so many great businesses really start out of a point of pain, right? We want to solve our own problems. When did the light bulb for Simple Green Smoothies where you're like, oh, there's a business here? I mean, what does that even look like? Because then it's, you guys have such a massive community today and you've got blog posts, you've got recipes, you've got like the cat's meow when you go to the website. It's just, you want to live on there because you're like, everything looks so delicious. And you got your challenges and like all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, looking at our site now, you would think we have it all together and it's just been this like wonderful experience all along. But the truth is I spent a whole year working over 40 hours a week, building the website, building content with nothing happening. Mm-hmm. And the difference was back then the website that we built was not called Simple Green Smoothies. It was called Family Sponge and it was a parenting eco-friendly blog. And that was literally the beginning of Simple Green Smoothies, was a family mommy blog. And that's where we started sharing green smoothie recipes. And we even started working on an ebook that was going to be our first paid product. So John and I wanted to create an ebook that we would sell to our parents on familysponge.com. And we quickly learned though through like all the content we were sharing was that they didn't really like the green smoothie recipes as much as we did. There was a little bit of engagement with them, but for the most part, we're like, this isn't their thing. Like as much as we love it, I don't think we found our tribe through our blog yet. And so her friend, this was 2012 now, she had a friend who had just got on Instagram doing wellness stuff. And she said, hey, I know you're trying to get this green smoothie thing going. You should really head on over to Instagram and check it out. And so we're like, okay, like we don't see the traction where we're going right now. Maybe it is time to pivot. And that was a hard decision for us because this was our baby. This is the brand we had spent over a year building and thinking we were going to be the next mommy blogger out there. But to kind of switch directions and go on Instagram, and we started a whole new account called Simple Green Smoothies, where we were just going to share the recipes and then tell our community over at Family Sponge, hey, check out our Instagram account. But it's not easy to like already when you're doing a lot to switch directions.
Oh yeah. I mean, even in that moment too, is to think about switching directions after you've already had so much built up. It's like, it's no mm-hmm. small feat.
No. And so we're straddling both. And I also ran my own design company. So I was a little bit of everywhere. It was like the game of Twister. I felt like my hands were all over that board and I'm just trying not to fall down. But I knew I have a lot of endurance. I'm a really hard worker. My husband says like, you never give up, Jen. And that's the truth. Like I will find a way. And so that's what we were doing then. It was like pushing every direction we could until something would give. And Instagram is where we finally felt that give. And so we started sharing daily recipes. Jada was really good at taking photos of her smoothies on her phone and posting it. And it took off so quickly because we were one of the first people on Instagram sharing recipes. And we're actually giving away the content for free. Like the whole recipe was included in the copy. Whereas a lot of people were just like talking about what they were eating and then saying like, oh, go over to my blog to get the recipe. And so from the beginning, we've seen our Instagram account as a micro blog. Mm. And that's what really helped traction. And people were willing to tag their friends in our posts because there was content there that they could share with their friends directly. And the value was there.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys start? Okay. So when did you let go of the other website? And when did you stop doing your other design work? How far along were you with Simple Green Smoothies? And I think that's kind of, there's actually a couple different questions there too, right? Like, how did you guys decide what monetization or like how you're going to generate revenue? And yeah, I guess just keep talking, you know?
Yep. So that summer with Instagram, once we hit, I think it was about 10,000 followers, which had taken us, I mean, over a year of doing our other website, we had 2,000 likes on Facebook. Mm. So to grow 10,000 followers in like, I think it was 1 to 2 months.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Like the growth was insane. And so we really just, it was a quick decision. We're like, you know what? We cannot put our energy into doing eco-friendly Play-Doh over at Family Sponge when all these people are coming to us on Instagram liking our green smoothie recipes. Mm-hmm. So the pivot happened really quickly where we kind of just let our Family Sponge baby just be neglected. We just dropped the website and then I built a new website called simplegreensmoothies.com and that we launched in October of 2012 and I built it with WordPress and WooCommerce and or not WooCommerce but WooThemes back then. And no, I didn't have a degree in web design. This was something I just did lots of YouTube videos on. I knew how to do design work, but programming and coding and all of that is such a headache. But when you don't, like, we had no money, like I couldn't hire anyone. So I had to figure it out. Otherwise we wouldn't be able to have this stuff ever created.
Mm. And so I was scrappy and such a good reminder too, like all the information that you ever need and the answers that you need obviously exists within yourself, but the how is all on the internet. You just have to
find it
and you have to like give yourself dedicated time, 30 minutes. Okay, I'm going to watch this YouTube video, this 7-minute YouTube video, and then I'm going to implement what they tell me and I'm going to do it in 30 minutes. And it's just having the discipline to like carve out that time and just do it.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if you know Marie Forleo. She's just this amazing mentor for me, but she says everything is figure outable. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. Like you may not be able to figure out the way you originally thought, but looking at things at different angles or going a different approach, like you will get the end result you want. You just got to figure it out and be willing to stretch your brain, work late hours, hustle like crazy, and talk to the right people too. Mm-hmm. And you'll get there. And so we built out the website for Simple Green Smoothies. One of the first things I invested in was a digital camera. Because I knew that the iPhone 4, I think we're using 3 or 4 back then, photos was super grainy. And I knew that our website would not stand out if we were using those kind of photos for it. And I really just had this dream that our website would be the most beautiful place to go to. And even if you never drank one of our green smoothies, I just knew I could make it where you would just feel healthier just landing on the page. And to me, that was enough, like just to get you to feel better about yourself, about health, about green things, if you get on our website. And so I knew photography is a huge emotional piece to that. And so I invested in a Canon Rebel camera. I think I got it like refurbished back then. So it was pretty cheap. I figured out how to take some photos myself at my dining room table with my little kids all over their hands, like pulling fruit off as I'm setting it down. And then those were the first recipes that went on our website. And you know, a really cool thing for people just starting out or really any time in your business is to use a website called the Wayback Machine. I think it's like Internet Archive dot something. But you can see, I think you can see Simple Grain Smoothies back in the day.
Wait, what? So, I'm by a computer right now. So okay. It's called, what is it? The Wayback Machine?
Yeah. One word, way back, and then machine. And you can search for anyone. So anyone you admire, like Marie Forleo, even your old site, Amanda, like whatever.
Stop
you,
it.
Yeah. So you can kind of see the history of a brand and realize, oh yeah, they definitely were not all there back then. Like you'll see the progression.
Gosh, this is insane. Okay. I'm not going to get distracted here, but I'm just like, you know, it all exists. Okay. Not everything exists, but I mean, what a cool tool in an age that we live in where you can literally put in a URL and be like, what did this website look like 10 years ago? I mean, this is crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll make you feel better about where you are right now because the brand you love was there too at some point.
That's such a good, you know, never compare your beginnings to someone's highlight reel. And this is such a good, like, I'm going to go see what it looks like in the beginning. And then there's proof that you have to start somewhere and you can't be to get started. So
yes.
Okay. I digress. I hope I didn't derail you, but that's fascinating. I love it.
Yeah. No, I can't remember where I was going with that
you
though.
You bought your Canon, you took your first shot.
Oh, yeah. And built our website, however I could figure it out with a theme to get me started. And then I was still doing design work on the side, working for small businesses all over the world and not sleeping much. Mm-hmm. But the best thing I had going for me was I was drinking green smoothies. And so I was not getting sick. I was getting energy through this and I was able to keep on hustling like crazy between being a mom, running two businesses. And also my husband was a pastor. He was the new pastor at the time. So I'm also a pastor's wife. Mm. And so my hands are in a lot of different areas and drinking my greens and also my love of coffee is really what fueled me through those first early years of business.
Mm. Love me and some coffee.
Yeah. But so there's always something else going on for me. So like, even though we kind of paused Family Sponge, I was still running my design company while building Simple Green Smoothies. Mm-hmm. But I got to a point where it was really hard to do both. And I felt like I was sacrificing myself through all of that a little too much. Like I get it for a season. And I think it's important to be okay doing that for a season, because you might need that to get to the next breakthrough. You might need to work till midnight and sleep only maybe 6 hours a night instead of what you want to eat. Mm-hmm. But you can't do it for the long term. Like it has to be short term.
How long was your season of parallel pathing with?
Oh, it was a year and a half. Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, what I found it can be 6 months, but it can also be up to 2 years. I mean, it's not a fast, like, rarely is it a fast transition. And so if there's any sort of motivation or inspiration, is the sooner you get started, the sooner you get started, you're going to be on a path that you can make that decision and make that sever and take that leap.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me to decide when it was time to take that leap, I had to set a goal. And what I did was I said, when Simple Green Smoothies can pay me X amount of money, I will stop doing design work. Mm. And so for me, because we needed money, like that was the biggest thing for our family then. And so I needed it to make, so that was my motivation was, okay, if I can figure out a way to make this much, then I can say no to clients and start closing down that business and focusing more of my energy on SGS and just build that up over time. Mm-hmm. And so after a year and a half, it got to that place. And it was a little bittersweet because I did feel like I was closing the door on something that I really did love. And that's, I love helping small businesses. I love doing branding and design. But I also knew if I kept straddling two worlds like that, then neither was going to really take off. And so giving myself that permission to say, this door is closing for now, and I'm going to focus solely on SGS and green smoothies all the time, really helped the business. It scaled us up quickly because they got double, like Jada and I, like she had double of me at that point because I was able to focus. And what
I was going to ask you then, what year is this at? Just from a timeline perspective.
Yeah, this would have been 2014.
Okay.
I would say maybe 13, end of 13.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. But our first.
This time you're full, it's you and Jada, and you guys are going full steam with SGS.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing is we both have husbands who supported us fully, and they were cheering us on, even though like the money was not coming in for a long time. They knew our passion was there, and that together we were like, there is something here and we're going to figure it out. Mm. And so they would help with our kids, and having husbands that support you in that way really encourages you to keep on hustling. So I don't know how women do it that don't have that support, but you are super incredible if you are finding a way to do it without that.
Yeah. Sorry.
I know.
That's so, I was like, I didn't know if she's going to keep going or, no, that's hilarious. But okay. So you're full steam and then you're producing content. You guys are on Instagram. You've got the website. You're starting to produce recipes. When did you start taking an angle of really leaning into creating an online business, leveraging the challenges? Like, did you learn that through the Marie Forleo, or like, how did you know that? And then how did you decide that you're going to do this challenge?
Yeah. Well, really we knew how to grow a community. That was our strength, was bringing people together, getting them excited about a common goal, which was green smoothies, and then keeping that conversation going with them. And so we really grew our rock star tribe quickly because we were so dedicated to them. But everything we gave away was free. And so we're like, how is this going to turn into a business if we're not selling anything? And kind of that moment came to us when we had just launched our free, of course it's free, 30-day green smoothie challenge in January of 2013. And this challenge was our way of starting our Facebook page. Mm. So we went from Instagram to having our website to wanting to bring or reach people through Facebook as well and grow our email list. So there's a lot of things starting out that you're supposed to do. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to have a social following. You're supposed to have an email list, a website. They are all super important and they really do all work together if you can get them to communicate in a way that works. And so for us, that was our challenges. And so we launched our January 30-day green smoothie challenge over, I want to say it was 30,000 people signed up for that challenge in January.
Stop it. Well, I mean, holy smokes. That's amazing.
Yeah. And we were on MailChimp back then. And so we had the free account because we couldn't afford anything. So we did free everything we could figure out. And quickly they're like, oh, you've ran out of your free people. Now we're going to charge you. And so we were constantly upgrading as the like numbers kept rolling in and more people were saying yes to this. And so, yeah, it was insane. We started paying for MailChimp and then we're like, you know what? Like we have to make money. Otherwise we're going to go under because there's no money coming in yet. And this is really just money floating from our families. So as the challenge went on and all these people were so excited about the recipes and feeling great, and we were excited too. And so we're like, what can we sell them? There's got to be something. And the idea that we had was, why don't we take this whole 30-day challenge where we've given them, I think it was like 25 recipes, 4 weekly shopping lists. Why don't we put it together in a PDF and sell it as like a 30-day guide that they can do whenever they want? And so it's pretty much the exact same program they just went through for free through emails, but we're going to sell it to them as a PDF. And we priced it at $5 and we said, hey, congrats. This was like January 31st. We're like, congrats. You just finished your 30-day green smoothie challenge. We would love to offer you another version of this that you can do whenever you want. It's yours to keep forever. It's an instant download and you can have a printable shopping list, recipe cards, all of these things. And we made $8,600
in 10
days off of that.
And that, wow.
Yeah. And much more I think came in through that time too. But I just remember that number and being like, we have like thousands of dollars in this bank account now where there was like nothing.
Right.
And so we paid off MailChimp easily, our web hosting for the whole year. domain, all the things that we had been like putting money aside for and paying out of pocket, we're able to reimburse and kind of get ahead. And then we're also able to hire someone to help us with customer service. Because through these challenges, the questions come in like crazy, because this was 2013 and people didn't really understand what green smoothies were or how to make them taste good. Mm-hmm. And so we were considered the go-to resource and we wanted to be that. So to provide, we had to constantly be answering their questions. And my husband was helping. He would be on Facebook. We literally took shifts around the clock between my husband, me, and Jada. And so we knew our time window and like it was our job to answer people.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible. So you did the first 30-day launch, you packaged it, sold it for $5. But I do want to go back really quick. So you had 30,000 people on that first launch. Was that just because you had such great readership on the blog so that when you did offer it, like, would you say that most of the people that signed up for the challenge did, they were previous like blog readers, or was it, and it was all organic, right?
All organic.
Wow.
I mean, you got to remember, this was 2013. Like, this is before like social media really blew up.
Right.
And this was before green smoothies were cool. And so this was like, the word green smoothie was almost like, what is that? Like, I don't know what it is, but it sounds healthy. I need something for January. And so I would say about half of that list growth was from Instagram. Those were people that were following us there that joined the challenge. And the other half were from Facebook. And that would just be people tagging their friends in our post that said, sign up for a free 30-day green smoothie challenge and tag your friends below to join you too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So that magic does not happen anymore. I don't know if it exists, but I am so thankful for it and the momentum that really we could carry through because of that back then.
Yeah. Okay. So then now we'll go back to the, you sold it for $5. You like paid off some stuff. You're like, wow, there's money in the bank.
Yeah.
And that was in, you said 2013, going to 2014. What was the next step that you guys took?
The next step was we signed up for Marie Forleo's business school. So she has a program called B School that's only offered once a year, and enrollment opened in late February. So we had just gotten our money and knew that we had a business. Like, we finally had money coming in. So we needed to figure out, like, how do we actually treat this as a business instead of a hobby? And so her course just really resonated with me because it's all about authentic heart-based marketing and helps you create a business that you truly love. And so together we invested $2,000 into that course, which was a lot of money back then. And it was scary, because I didn't know if it was going to help or not, or if it was a waste of money, because you constantly hear of people saying like, oh yeah, I bought into that and it didn't do anything for me. Mm-hmm. But we just both felt really good about it. So we went for it and we worked so hard on that course. Like, we did all the homework. We were in all the like Q&As with her, just pulling everything we could from it to make it worthwhile. And through that, we learned the importance of really surveying your audience and figuring out their deepest desires, their biggest pain points. And through, because of that, because we really knew who our avatar was, and her, we call her Danny, like her name's Danny to us, and she lives in Savannah, Georgia. She's got two kids. She's an aspiring photographer, and she spends her time on Pinterest and loves to go to Trader Joe's and cook recipes. So that's like who I write all my emails to and the person that really has my heart and why I do what I do. And so through that, we learned that, and we realized that the product that this Danny person wanted, so all 30,000 people on our list are pretty much Danny to us, that they were ready to go from green smoothies to plant-based eating, and they needed a cleanse program, which really walks you through from the moment you wake up to the smoothies you drink, the snacks you eat, the meals you prepare, to going to bed at night without being hungry. Like, how do you achieve that and lose weight and gain energy? And so we created a program called Fresh Start, a 21-day cleanse. And we launched it in July of that year. And that program in 10 days, 10x'd what we had made on that first product.
Oh my gosh.
So we had $86,000 in our bank account in 10 days.
And did you offer up the same thing? Was it just a recap of the 21 days, or was it something, was the offer different?
Yeah. So this one was, there's no free offer with it. It was, you're on our email list. We're creating a 21-day meal plan. That's hiring a holistic nutritionist to work with us to really create recipes that are delicious and nourishing. And then we just sold it as a product.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. It was crazy. I remember my parents were visiting and I was like on the computer all the time then because we're launching this program. And like Marie taught us like, how do you launch? How do you send emails? How do you like get people to understand why this is important to them? And so like, I do want to share, like, it is really hard to sell yourself and to sell your products, but when you know they make the world a better place, you're doing a disservice if you're not telling your community about it, if you're not encouraging them to buy it. And sometimes you do have to be a little pushier than you may naturally be. Mm. And that's okay. Like, it doesn't mean you're lying. Like, you do not lie to them or like abuse them, but like be strict and say like, this is your opportunity. Like, step up if you really are ready and you want this because you've told me you do. Now's the time to buy it.
You're like, let's go.
Yeah. So yeah. I felt like that really gave me permission to sell to people in a way that felt good and got results and made us money, which was huge.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So my parents felt like, okay, I don't have to worry about them anymore. Like, they're going to be okay.
You're like, they've made it. Like, we can, and I don't talk to my parents very often. I do talk to my parents often, but they've never been vocal about my journey in the past 7 years that I've like left corporate. But I know for a lot of people, it is parents. I mean, I guess whether my parents specifically have said anything, I'm sure that they're just like any other parents that, you know, are always like worried and want to make sure and just happy to see. And I think it's knowing that that is normal and that's part of it. And just to not make it mean that it's like pressure on someone and just to be able to stay and continue doing what you're doing and working on your business.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they worried because they just cared so much.
And right.
We had moved from Los Angeles where my husband worked for Sony Pictures and Technicolor Film Lab. So he was in the projection world and we made really good money in California. And then we sold everything, sold our house, moved to Florida to start a church at a job where he had no salary and we were supposed to fundraise our salary and we suck at fundraising. And so that didn't go well. And so we kind of had this whole new life where everything was so unstable. And that's why we were on unemployment, was because we had left everything that was normal to us. Everything that we knew was back in California. That's where I worked as an art director at an ad agency. And moved to Florida where we knew no one. We're trying to start this church, had no money. And then I'm getting scrappy with design work wherever I can pick it up or start this green smoothie company. And eventually, after 2 years, it finally becomes a legit business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, I mean, what do you guys, what is it, where is it at now? How have you guys had a pivot and kind of grow with the market right now? A lot of people know like smoothies are a big deal, the acai bowls, and now mushrooms is becoming a thing. So mm-hmm. How have you seen, do you still have the challenges, and then how have you guys grown?
Yeah. I would say one of the struggles with being in business this long now, cause it's 2019. Like, we've been doing this for a long time, is I get tired of it sometimes, you know, like doing a 30-day challenge on green smoothies isn't new to me anymore. Like, I feel like I get exhausted from it, but I have to remember that there's people that this is brand new to them still. And so as soon as I dive into the community and start talking to them and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is really new. Like this is, it reminds me of where I was. And then I get excited again. And so I have to keep reminding myself that just because I'm 7 years ahead of where I was then, there's people that are just starting this journey out and it's changed my life so much. And I want that for them too. And not just financially, like, yeah, I started a business out of it, which is a huge blessing, but it's also kept my family healthy. It's kept me energized. I feel good. I think I look pretty good. I'm running crazy races now and just having the energy to go after the things that I'm passionate about is really important to me. And green smoothies are the reason I can do it.
Mm-hmm. What is a typical day for you look like? Because how many people do you guys have? How many people do you have on your team?
Yeah. Well, I bought out my business partner, Jada, in 2016. Mm-hmm. And so now I run the ship by myself. And yeah, I hired my best friend to help with customer happiness. And so she handles all of emails and social media and also runs our physical shop where we make really cute mason jars with cool designs on them and fun lids and ship out tote bags and things like that. And then I also have Dan, who is my husband's best friend. He's also a pastor at our church. And so he works two jobs between Simple Green Smoothies and the church. And he runs our email marketing and just kind of like community experience to make sure everything like is in synergy and works well together. And then I have my assistant, Kim, who lives in Missouri, and she handles my schedule and helps in our Facebook groups too during our cleanses, and also helps logistics like with our next Grand Canyon retreat that I'm going on in May. She helps make sure that all works out. And then Amanda, who she was my second hire, and she runs our Rockstar Collective, which is our monthly membership site.
When did you guys launch your monthly membership program?
We did that last year.
Okay.
And yeah, that's been something a lot of people have been telling me to do for years, and I wish I listened earlier.
How many, I assume recipes, or tell us a little bit more about the Rockstar program.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do was how we really generate our money is through our launches, and we do seasonal launches. So every quarter, so every season of the year, we have a meal plan come out that is a way to reset your body. So I know not all of us eat healthy all the time, myself included. Like, and I get to this point usually once a season when I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm eating so bad. Like I've been to Taco Bell like three times this week. This is not okay.
Like I need to reel it in.
Yeah. Or like, I'm just not sleeping well at night. And so we've learned to like create these programs where, okay, for 7 days or even up to 21 days, we're going to commit to eating well, eating clean, putting lots of veggies in our body, say no to caffeine, just really reset the body. And so we've brought our community into that and do live resets every season. The problem with that is it's a lot of work launching four times a year. And so with the Rockstar Collective, we've realized that, well, they can join the collective, and by paying monthly, they're going to get access to all seasons of our cleanses as we do them. So that's one of the huge perks to it. They also get monthly meal plans with all of our delicious recipes and smoothies. And then we do live interviews. They can do Q&As with me. They get first dibs on all of our live events. And yeah, it's been a really good program. And it's a way to help with launch fatigue. So those that join the collective, they will never have to see another launch email from me again about our seasonal resets, because they already own them. They're already a part of it. They've paid for that. And the goal is to keep doing that, so there's less launching and less stress and pressure around those launches too.
Yeah. And because you guys, are you guys still launching four times a year, or are you kind of like weaning off? And no. Okay.
Well, we still do the four seasons of launches for those that aren't in the collective, and it's a way to get them to join it, but they're not as like big as we used to make them have to be.
Yeah.
It's like, I put everything into them because that was how we made money. I'm like, if this launch doesn't go well, I'm not going to be able to pay you guys. And so we'd be like working so hard, and now there's less pressure because we have the monthly revenue coming in. And I also do more things like do the retreats, which help bring in revenue. So I'm trying to, I guess the biggest difference from when we started to now is we're really diversifying our revenue streams instead of just focusing on one area. Because as time goes on, as your business morphs, as the audience grows too, you have to offer them different things if you want them to continue to stick around or if you want to reach new people.
Yeah. No, that's such great advice. I love it. That's amazing. Well, congratulations on just everything and I want to pause and just say thank you so much for sharing like the beginning stages of the business and saying like just being open and honest that, you know, it was 2 years before you said, no to any sort of contract work before you went full time with Simple Green Smoothies. And it's so refreshing to hear that, because oftentimes I think that we can look at other people and just see things and make up stories in our head that might even not, that aren't even true, but really do us a disservice and think like, oh, well, if it's going to take two, like, you know, I can't do that. But it's just, it's refreshing to hear that. So thank you for sharing that. As we move into rapid fire round, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and they're meant to be short and sweet. Like, don't overthink them.
Okay.
What has been the best $100 or less purchase that you've made in your business?
Oh, in my business. Ooh. I'm going to overthink it. What have I spent that's under $100? I would say, I guess this is it. It's kind of lame, but it's this external hard drive where I've put everything that was on my computer onto this external hard drive. Ooh. And I've taken everything off my computer so it actually runs okay. Because it was like a dinosaur, and it was like, felt like it was going to die every single day I'd open it.
Oh my
God. So I learned that taking all of the, everything you keep on your computer, put it on a hard drive and work off of that makes your computer way faster. And so my laptop is from 2011 and it's still going strong.
Oh, I might have to do that, because I have my Mac is, I think, 2011, 2012. And every time it sounds like it's going to take off or lift off or something. So
yeah,
that's not a dumb thing. That's a good, like the hard drive. That's a great.
But it's a certain one. I'm trying to think what it's called, because it's not just like the My Passport one. It has to be this, like a hard disk.
Hmm.
We'll have to put it in the show notes, because I can't remember what it's called, but it's good.
we'll put it in the show notes. If you could put a title, like a movie title, to your life, it could be one that is in existent, or one that is non-existent. What would it be?
A movie title. I think it would be called Feel Your Passion.
Love it. What is, if you could wave a magic wand and outsource one thing in your business, what would it be?
Cleaning my house. Because I run my business from my house and it drives me crazy that I have to clean it, but I do. So I'd love to have a cleaner.
Yes. And then the last one, second to last one, is what is something in your life that is a non-negotiable?
Oh, something in my business and life that's a non-negotiable.
Giving up. It could just be life too.
Yeah, it's giving up. You have to find a way. Don't give up. If something matters to you, figure out a way to make it true.
Yes. What's been one of your, and the last one, what's your favorite business book?
I would say the one I recommend the most is Essentialism.
I love that book.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Constantly changes my life for the better.
So good. The quote is like, giving up for the trivial many for the, I can't think of it right now. I did a recap on the podcast about it. So if you haven't listened to that solo cast, you guys, make sure you listen to it. But yeah, it's so good. Well, Jen, this has been amazing. Thank you so much. Where can my listeners find out more about you and your business?
Yes, they can head on over to simplegreensmoothies.com, where I'm actually about to launch the new website. So they should definitely check it out. It's going to be incredible. And on social media at simplegreensmoothies.com. Facebook's the same. I'm also on Pinterest. So
love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been absolutely incredible. I really appreciate everything today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I hope it was helpful. I hope someone feels like they can figure this out, even though it may feel impossible at this moment, because you can. And if you want it, go get it, girl.
Four Sigmatic is giving you a chance to try any of their products for 15% off your first order. Head to www.foursigmatic.com/herway15 and use herway15 at checkout to get 15% off your first order.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap
from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.